soon as you get another regimental unit, you have to have a so this fellow gets called up.
President, it would mean a great deal to the morale of the Negro people if you could make some pronouncement on the role the Negroes would play in the armed forces of the nation.
We did it the other day.
If you did it yourself.
You
were to make such an announcement, it would have a tremendous
effect
upon the
world.
It is the irritating spot from the Negro people. They feel that they're not wanted in the very armed force of the country, and they feel they have earned the right to participate in every phase of the government by virtue of their record in past wrongs for the nation. And consequently, without regard to political complexion, without regard to any sort of idea whatever, Negroes will win it. And they're feeling that they're being shouted at, that they're being ill-equipped, and that they're not wanted now.
Of course, that was the main point to get across is in building up this draft on a selective draft, that we are not, as we did before so much in the World War, confining the Negro in through the non-combat services. We're putting them right in, proportionately, into the combat service.
Well, we feel that's thorough.
Which is something. Yeah, I mean, it's well, you and I know, so we feel step ahead.
But for us, we want to step ahead.
Back into. We have one one battery out of a regiment of artillery that would be a nuclear battery. With the spike battery here and another nuclear battery. And gradually working in the field together. You may back into what you're talking about.
But the projected for this threat. So, we can work. I mean, meeting the reality of the situation as they arrive.
And I think, Mr. President, to supplement, if I may, the position of the strike, it is, that idea is working in the field of organized labor. Now, for instance, there are unions where you have legal representation.
Sure.
Whereas 90% of the members are white.
Yeah.
And you also even have Negroes who are parts of unions in Birmingham, Alabama. They're in the same union of whites. And if it can work out
yes.
on the basis of democracy and the trade union,
yes.
it can in the end.
And you take up on the Hudson River where Jim Patterson and I come from, we have a lot of brickworks.
Oh, yes.
Up around 50 of the old brickworks. Heavens, they have the same union.
Exactly.
Well, the white workers and the Negro workers in those brickworks.
Right, so.
Go wrong, no trouble at all.
Right, so, and when they come out of their union into the army, well, now, there isn't much justification for separating them, you know. Colonel Knox, after the Navy, what is the position of the Navy on the integration of the Negro civilians?
Well, you have a factor in the Navy which is not close in the army. That is, that he's on a little more ship. And if I said to you that I was going to take Negroes into a ship's company, there'd be no time for me. And you can't have separate ships of Negro Negroes through because every Navy man has to be in a chain.
If you could have a northern ship and a southern ship, it'd be different. But you can't do that. Highest rating of a chief petty officer.